13 and a half minutes past 8 o'clock on a Tuesday. And it's the 1st of April, which means it's a very good day for Barry Chapman to be in the studio with us. The original Barry Chapman. Welcome. Nice to see you again.
Yeah, unfortunately and sadly, I didn't line up any good, good April Fool's jokes. So. But I do have the rest of the day.
You don't, sir. It's got to be before 12 o'clock. Otherwise, it becomes a bit of a, apparently, historically, it's got to be before 12. In, otherwise, yeah, the joke's on you.
Okay. Mm. I didn't know that.
Well, you see. Yeah. Well, you didn't know about cockroach milk either. Did you hear that story?
No.
Okay, so you weren't listening to the radio early this morning. You can go home now. What's on the agenda today?
No, so, I went up to Isikaweni yesterday, just south of Richards Bay.
Okay.
I've been involved with the Imfolozi TVET College since 2018, and we take students from them, plumbing students. So a partnership was created with German partners and the South African education, the tertiary education department.
Okay.
And they developed a dual training system. So work-based training, so skills training in a classroom with practical aspect to it, your theory in your classroom, and then work-based training where you then really get to apply the skills that you've learnt in class. And since 2018 I've had approximately 35 students come through my business. I've out of that 35, 17 of them are actually now qualified plumbers.
Wow.
Some of them are still waiting and lining up to go and do it. So the program is 36 months. And within that 36 months, you then need to be qualified within that 36 months. So a really, really awesome program. The staff and facilitators and managers and department heads and everything of that Isikaweni Imfolozi College campus, they're a special breed of human. To them, it's not a job. And for me, it's so heartwarming to see that passion that they put into uplifting and bettering a person's life. And that, for me, was one of the reasons why I dived in quite happily to provide a place for work-based work experience.
And this is real training. I mean, one has heard in the past there have been attempts to create a similar situation across the board with the CETA programs that were in the past and very exploitable, because ultimately you can become a tourism guide or something like that. Come and work in our hotel for 6 months and we'll train you to be a guide. But it was just because the government was paying the stipend for the CETA student, and they learnt very little, if anything. Got a piece of paper which meant nothing and didn't really change anyone's life. But you said this is the real deal.
Wow, 100%. I mean, this is Imfolozi TVET College. They've got, I think it's 13 campuses around KZN, from Durban up to Cozy Bay and up to Vryheid area. Okay. Kandla.
Do they still have to pass a trade test?
100%. So I had a female plumber. I'm very pro the females in the industry. Purely from a development perspective, they're unbelievably powerful. The biggest thing is, obviously, in a male-dominated industry, you've got to put a little bit of pressure on them.
Yeah.
And in all honesty, when we work with the students, there is actually no gender, because there's a job, there's a job. This is what needs to happen. So it's actually quite cool to see a male-dominated industry with women coming into it and actually making things happen. I had last year I had the top apprentice of the year in South Africa that worked for me. She did her trade test and passed it first time.
Wow.
There were a couple of other students that did their trade test and had one or two little modules that they then needed to go and redo. But it's been an amazing success story. And that partnership right in the beginning with the German partners that really assisted them in building the facility and structuring the training program up has been life-changing for so many people.
It's interesting. One hears about the really depressing statistics of unemployment in South Africa and no opportunities and or very limited opportunities. But this is a good news story. This is going against the trend. How many of these plumbers then find themselves self-employed? Or do they all have to go into a look for a job, so to speak?
So when I first got involved, there was a young man called Pumlani. And he was actually inside the marketing video for Umfolozi TVET College that was put together by Kreis Handwerkerschaft, which was the German partner. And I watched that video to the point that it moved me so much. I shed a tear while watching this movie. It inspired me so much. That Pumlani ended up working for me as student-based work placement. Once he qualified, he was then permanently employed by me. His brother and family and stuff moved up to Joburg, so he's now relocated up to Joburg. And he started his own business.
So part of the training is, in fact, a little bit of entrepreneurial skill as well.
100%. So there's the business side of it. It's basically like life preparation. Here it is. There's a little bit of accounting. Here's a little bit of this, office management. And they really do prepare you to go, yes, I'm going to work for someone. I'm going to get given instructions. I'm going to do what I need to do. Or I have the initiative in me and I'm going to sort my own life out. I mean, we had one plumber that wanted to change the water security and water infrastructure and improve people's lives in his own homelands. That was his motivation to becoming a plumber. And now he's opened up his own plumbing business within his rural area that now services his community. And for him, that was the most fulfilling thing that he could do. And for that, there's such a big opportunity for him to just grow and expand.
I was just thinking, we were talking to someone the other day on the show about the informal sector and how vibrant it is and how many people are working in the informal sector. Of course, they're not counted by the official statistics, but they are still doing remarkable stuff. Yeah. And I would imagine that the trades that we're talking about, plumbing being core critical in many instances, are in huge demand.
Wow, 100%. I mean, you think there the density of the population is far more than what you have in a urban area.
Yeah, and I would imagine trying, if you do have a site serviced by water and electricity, trying to get officials out to repair anything would be an absolute nightmare. So to have private services available in those areas would be an absolute win. And no doubt opportunities exist hugely. Nice to hear that you're involved.
Yeah, I mean, it's so important. I mean, previously I was always inspired to uplift and help people to train, and I took students from Pietermaritzburg and other students from training colleges in Durban, and that's where I saw that there was funny things going on. It actually disheartened me that companies were getting paid these people stipends, who's basically a little bit of a support for that person while they're studying. And they weren't paying the stipend over to the students.
I think that was the old system that we alluded to at the start of the show. There definitely was opportunity to rip the system to pieces, and I think people did, which is sad. But this initiative of yours is not that at all.
It's also in conjunction with Construction CETA, but it is managed so well. There's a gentleman called Talon Pillay who runs the Center of Excellence at Umfolozi College, Isikaweni campus, and a man with an amazing team below him and so much passion that he's actually restructured this whole thing to make life so much better for the students.
It's amazing. You know, if you think about it, the artificial intelligence, we were talking about Bill Gates having now predicted that within 10 years, doctors and teachers are going to be, in his opinion, endangered species, because AI is going to be giving you better health advice, diagnostics, than certain doctors, and certainly better teachers are going to be available to personally. Bottom line is, you're not going to be able to, I don't think, AI plumbing. Because it's a problem solving, and then you need to be able to work with
every
equipment.
Scenario is different.
I'm sure that there's going to be areas where AI will come into everything, but a great opportunity to learn a trade that is in demand globally. I mean, how many people have you heard that from South Africa, tradespeople, plumbers in particular, are in demand? They are being headhunted to all the four corners of the globe because there is a huge shortage globally.
I've had friends, Ireland, England, Canada, Australia, New Zealand, Vietnam. Guys that have all immigrated.
Huge opportunities and lots of money. I like it a lot. You know, there was a time when, would you encourage your kid to be a plumber? I mean, seriously, wouldn't have doctor, lawyer, wouldn't it be better? No.
Yeah.
The plumbers are the guys that are driving the big cars.
100%.
Look at Barry. He's got a big car, but he's got a toilet on the side of it. Barry, it's always lekker chatting, and this will be up as a podcast shortly, so that if you just joined us and you missed it, you won't miss much. It'll all be available for you on demand as a download. And we'll catch up in a week's time.
Beautiful.
But before we go, any more news on that marvelous competition that you're running?
Yes. So all the bits and pieces are at my office. I actually want to bring them past the studio and come set them out the front and take a couple of photos so that I can talk to your fantastic team here and we can kick this whole thing off and get it rolling so that we can give somebody some water security.
Well,
sounds great.
There is a marvelous opportunity for you to win a water harvesting and storage kit, which Barry is very kindly going to be offering. To literally, it's worth thousands and thousands of rand.
Yeah,
and you could be winning it just because, that's the way we roll.
Because you're the lucky one.
Yeah, so stay close to your devices, and we'll give you the information as it becomes available. But Barry, we'll catch up in a week's time, once again on a Tuesday morning.
Thank you very much.
And the show.